For the meditation this morning, I'll be giving in the second half of the meditation session guided practice, which is related to the theme of the talk and the theme that we've been looking at for the last few times. That theme is things are not as they appear. So we'll explore that both in the meditation and in the talk, as we've been doing the last two times. So for the first part of the meditation, the guidance will just be to come to a more settled awareness. For many of us, this will be simply to be with the breath, where the breath is easiest to follow, at the level of sensation, and then continually to come back when we find ourselves distracted. So if you're newer to practice or rusty with the instructions, for the first part, simply follow the instructions to find the way that you can most easily be with the breath. Sometimes at the belly. For some of us, it might be at the belly. For some of us, it might be at the chest, being with the expansion and contraction of the lungs. For some, it might be to pay attention to the breath at the nostrils. Sometimes just the breath coming in and out through the nostrils. Sometimes the sense of the breath moving on the upper lip. And so for most of us, just to see where you can most easily follow the breath. If you're not sure and you're newer, just choose one of them. Doesn't matter so much. And if for any reason the breath doesn't work for you as a focus, it could be because there is maybe a history of difficulty with the breath, as in having had asthma, where the breath isn't emotionally neutral, then it's better to focus elsewhere. It could be just to be with the sensations of the hands or to be with the sounds that you hear. And in all of these instructions, the commonality is be with the focus of attention. When the mind wanders, notice that it's wandered and come back as much as possible without judging yourself, worrying, etc. Just come back. Okay? So again, this will be the first part of the session. And then in the second part, I'll give a series of guided practices. So first, we want to settle and stabilize attention. So the next part of our sitting practice, again this morning it's a guided practice. The next part we're going to focus some on exploring the nature of impermanence and change. The first part is just to invite you to take, 3-4 minutes just to reflect in an ordinary way through your thinking on how things change. You might reflect on, again, the very commonplace ways that things change, the weather, the seasons, the people in your life, how people become well-known and less well-known, become center stage and then not center stage, how politicians come and go, and so forth. Just very ordinary reflections just for a few minutes, about 3 or 4 minutes. And now come back just to being present with the breath or whatever your focus is, your way of settling and stabilizing, just for a few minutes. Now we'll explore being aware of change and impermanence in some very simple ways. First, by staying with sounds, with what you hear, and just notice how a sound will appear, stay for a while, and then pass. So nothing much to do other than just to stay and track the sounds as they arise, as they stay, as they pass. And also notice if there is anything extra, we might say, like liking or disliking any reactions, or any ways that you get distracted or thought begins, just to observe all of this. So just staying with the sounds. Now we'll shift to another sense. Right now, be aware of any sensations in your body. Watch them as arising, staying for a while, maybe staying for a good while, passing away. Just let the sensations be as they are in your body without trying to really put your mind anywhere. Just notice them as they appear. And if it's helpful for you to focus a little bit rather than just be aware of the whole body, you can do that. You could be aware, for example, just of the sensations of the breath and watch those sensations arising, staying, changing, passing. Or it could be aware just of the contact with the chair or cushion, the sensations there. So see which works better for you, helps you to attend either all sensations and just noticing what comes to your attention without needing to choose, or a more focused attention to a particular part of the body like the breath or the contact place. Again, we'll just do this for a few minutes. Again, as we stay with the sensations, also be able to track when there's some moment of liking or not liking or some reaction, or when a sensation triggers a thought, just to notice as best you can when that happens or when you get off into distraction or some way that the thinking process takes over. Just notice that and try to come back to the awareness of sensation. And now we'll focus on a third area, again, just for a few minutes. And this is to be aware of something a little more subtle, which is to notice whenever thoughts occur. And to notice thoughts arising, staying for a while, maybe proliferating, and then ending. This is a little harder. Thoughts are more subtle than sounds or sensations. And if it's easier, you can start and just be with the breath and be with the sensations and notice when thoughts arise, if they do. Or you can have no particular focus except tracking for whenever thoughts occur. If you're newer, the first is a little easier. Stay with sensations of breath and then track for thoughts. And if you're more experienced, you may be able to just have an open awareness and try to notice when any thoughts or emotions come. We'll just do this for about 2 or 3 minutes. And now for the last segment, we'll bring those three aspects of experience together. And here the instructions are again to notice when something arises or appears, stays for a while, changes, and then passes away. Here we'll bring together sound and sensation and thinking or emotions. And we'll do this with what we sometimes call choiceless awareness, or a kind of choiceless mindfulness, where we let whatever is predominant be noticed without trying to focus anywhere. And we might notice a sensation and then a thought and then this or that. See if you can just be with the flow of experience where you're not trying to make anything happen. Helpful also if you can actually have interest. Oh, can I really track this? Let me notice what's happening. Just see where the mind goes. Notice it arising, staying for a while, passing. And keep doing that with whatever appears, whatever takes your attention away. Also notice whether there are any reactions, liking, disliking, and so forth. And if you feel like you get distracted too much or to where you're a little bit lost, then just come back to the breath for a while, and then you can go back to just tracking whatever is predominant. So we'll just do this for a few minutes. See if you can stay with whatever is predominant without trying to focus anywhere except on what's predominant. So in a moment, I'll ring the bell as a way of transitioning from the guided practice to our usual end of session group practice, which I'll introduce after the bell.